Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo! Mr. and Miss Speaker, the president of Dish Nation.
Now, even though it won't be the same without Portia in the building, we still gonna bring the heat for hump day.
That's right.
Cardi B reveals that since her meteoric success, not all that glitters is gold. And are you sick of reboots? Well, you're gonna have to get a bucket to throw up in, because another classic 90s mega hit might be coming back. We're gonna tell you about that one later. But first, last night was President Trump's first State of the Union speech. And Brat, how do you do?
Well, yeah, last night was the State of the Union speech, which was supposed to be a unifying message for the country, but it wasn't exactly that. And fact checkers are still working hard reconciling the alternate facts presented last night. But the highlight of the night was the Congressional Black Caucus dressed in West African kente cloth to protest President Trump reportedly calling some African nations countries. Their reaction to President Trump taking credit for lower unemployment among African Americans was amazing.
And something I'm very proud of, African American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Wow. Yo. Wow, they looking like, okay.
Baby, these girls was unbothered. They were just sitting there.
Yes.
Yeah, because what he didn't say was the unemployment, he inherited that from Barack Obama's administration. Hmm. So that's what he,
He ain't going to say that.
No, of course he's not going to say that. He's going to try to sit there and take credit for that.
Yeah.
But your one cousin, honey, that was sitting in the middle, didn't get that memo, baby. He was, oh, my God.
What was he clapping about?
Man, I don't know what he was clapping, but he was free.
Yeah, you know how black folks are when one person got the Holy Ghost too much in a black church? Hey, ma'am, you need to sit over there on that side. Yeah, they were looking crazy. You know, that's like being on stage at the Apollo or something, because they wasn't having it. Only difference is they didn't boo him.
They didn't boo.
Okay, now, Ricky, you know, you're politically involved. And right. I think it would be nice if you would be part of the Black Caucus.
Yeah, I did see my Congresswoman, Terry Sewell.
Yeah?
If she decides not to run again, people are in the city, including the mayor, trying to get me to... to run for that seat. And I would definitely run for that seat. You know, I've always wanted to become a member of Congress.
Really?
So I would really run.
So if you were to run it, we wouldn't see you anymore?
I mean, you would see me, but I would just, I would just go there. You know, I would just go to D.C. and work. But I would have been showing my ass at the State of the Union. They probably would have had to kick me out.
Oh, Lord, what would you have done?
I'd have everybody would have that I have on a big Dish Nation T-shirt. I'd probably have been like that. Hey! But I might run for that seat, though.
Okay, that'd be dope. That's what's up.
Yeah, you've done work with the Black Caucus before, right?
No.
No, that's caucus.
No, C-A-U-C-U-S.
Yeah,
oh!
C-A-U.
No, not.
Right.
You said Black Caucus.
All right, y'all. It's time for
It's the Damn, dude.
And this one definitely puts the damn in Instadam. And Diddy just proved that he is a Photoshop savage. So there was a gang of photos that were taken over the Grammy weekend, with the after parties. And Diddy posted this picture with Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, and Nas. And the caption said, three kings, three great friends. Love you guys. #blackgreatness. But the problem was the original photo surfaced.
What?
See, French Montana also posted the same photo, but it's unedited form. And it shows out that Diddy not only cropped out Fabulous, but he photoshopped French Montana out of the photo completely.
What?
But the level of Photoshop ability that you have to have to crop a man out and throw a library up behind him and then edit his hand off of Nas's shoulder.
And Fabulous had on a nice jacket. I don't believe he would take him out to pitch. His jacket was better than all others. He was different.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, savage Photoshop work.
Yes.
Well
done. Yeah, like if Diana Ross and Tracee Ellis Ross take a picture with you and they crop you out, how would that make you feel?
I would be pissed. I was like, how dare they? As much as I revere Miss Ross, you're going to take me out the picture?
But what if they cropped you out and you were in the middle?
Oh, that's really I like that helpful.
Right.
They replace it with a Roman pillar.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
Tattoo or tat-ill?
Well, Tom Hardy has finally made good on a bet y'all that he lost with Leonardo DiCaprio 2 years ago. Now, Leo told Tom that he'd get an Oscar nomination for his performance in The Revenant, and Tom didn't think he would. So they both made a wager that the loser would have to get a tattoo of the other's choosing, and well, here's what Leo had Tom get. A bicep tattoo that says, Leo knows all.
It's not bad, actually.
But I don't like the blocking of it, the letter. It should have been cursive or something, made it cute.
Yeah, that's a definitely man law violation. I don't care. That would have been a bet. I'll do 90 days in jail. Yeah, 90 days in jail because you got to have a tattoo of another dude on your arm for the rest of your life.
Okay, Ricky and Gary, y'all got a bet, right?
Yeah.
What do you make the other tattoo on them if one of you guys lose?
Go first.
Ricky, what would you make Gary tattoo on him?
A naked woman on his chest.
Oh, Lord. Gary?
A tattoo of my lips on his neck.
No.
Now, that is a man. He's going to go to jail
straight
for
prison time.
Years.
As a matter of fact, I'll do federal time. Because federal, you have to do 80% of that time. I'll do federal time.
Federal time of how many days?
Federal time of 180 days at the penitentiary that Denzel Washington was talking about on that movie.
Pelican Bay?
Pelican Bay.
Well, y'all, Cardi B is living her best life since her meteoric rise and success. But is she really? Cardi apparently has realized that the grass isn't always greener. And in a recent interview with CR Fashion Book, Cardi confessed, even though I'm happy, I feel like I was a little bit happier 2 or 3 years ago when I had less money. I had less people who had opinions about my life. I felt like my life was mine. Now I feel like I don't even own my own life. I feel like the world owns me.
I feel it.
I feel it, too.
I understand that. Because when I was on the road making $200 for a weekend, performing at these little hole-in-the-wall comedy clubs, getting in my Cutlass, you know, listening to Elton John and Fleetwood Mac, driving from city to city, I was happy. Yeah. But now you have social media. You can read opinions about you. Back then, people having an opinion that never got to you.
That's right. And then you can't really respond to it because you got to choose your own battles. So our life is like a gift and a curse. So I totally understand it has its good points, but it has a lot of bad points that people don't see. They think everything is all glitz and glamour, and it's not.
It's not. Well, there's another reboot possibly in the works. Martin.
Ooh, I'm totally here for it.
Yeah, hey, Martin Lawrence Beyonce recently shared on Instagram, got word from my fiance that my favorite show is coming back. And Martin commented on her post with a couple of big eye emojis.
I did see that. No. And like, I mean, there's been so many pump fakes about a Martin reboot. I didn't want to get like too excited. But then when I saw Tisha Campbell say something.
Now, you remember, y'all recall that Tisha and Martin weren't getting along.
Right.
You know, it was rumored that they were bickering and fighting over somebody said that Martin was liking Tisha and, you know, she was already married.
It was some sexual harassment or something floating around in there.
So, Ricky, I think the beef might build because this is what Tisha said. She said, quote, let me tell you something. She said, it's been an honor to be Gina all these years. And it's surprising that people still love these characters so much. So I can't tell you guys anything, but it's very exciting.
Mm.
Wow, I really hope that they make that happen because I would like to see that again. And sometimes a good damn chick would change a whole lot of...
Especially when you ain't working.
That'll make you forgive.
A check will make you take the beef off the grill.
Right.
You know, so everybody can eat.
I think the only downer is with Tommy being deceased, like, who in the hell would replace Tommy? And he's not replaceable. I mean, I would... Samuel L. Jackson probably.
I'm tired of you asking me where I work. Tommy.
Well, coming up, did you know that Prince tried to run over Michael Jackson? Well, Quincy Jones spilled that hot tea, and we're going to tell you all about it next. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
That's right. Hey, y'all were so quiet. I said, welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. That's right. Our favorite First Lady, Michelle Obama, will sit down with Ellen DeGeneres tomorrow for her first post-White House TV interview, but they are already teasing us with clips.
Oh.
Michelle finally addressed the awkward gift exchange she and Melania Trump had during last year's inauguration.
First of all, he just walks up the steps without his wife, just leaves his wife behind. He just walks up there.
Well, there's all this protocol. I mean, this is like a state visit, so they tell you that you're going to do this. They're going to stand here. Never before do you get this gift, so I'm sort of like, okay. What am I supposed to do with this gift?
Yeah, right.
Mm. Right.
She's trying to smooth it over.
She didn't know if she wanted to carry it like a record or,
right.
You know, or protect it like a pizza.
Right. Or hold it in the front. Like, what do I do with this? Because we're about to take a picture.
Yeah, she's getting ready to hand it back to Donald Trump. It looked like this. She's like, right. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do with this? Like a hot plate or something.
No, she won't hand it back to him. That was in a Tiffany box. Yeah.
Okay. That was a Tiffany box.
Yeah, when that box is turquoise, you got to keep that.
You can't hand that to nobody. I mean, you're one of the few people who've actually been inside the White House. Have you ever had any weird, awkward interactions with Michelle or the president?
I had a funny moment with the first lady where I couldn't stop laughing when Aretha Franklin kneeled down and was singing and couldn't get back up. And I was sitting two rows behind the president and the first lady, and I was dying laughing. And I remember the president looking back at me like, why are you back there laughing? But the first lady, she was laughing because she knew that I was laughing, and she asked me about it later.
Queen couldn't get up, honey. The Mighty Clouds of Joy. Who was it?
The guy from the Mighty Clouds of Joy was singing, and Aretha Franklin got on her knees, and she was singing that song.
Yes. My Lord.
And she said, help me up. He said, She said, help me. She said, no, I'm serious. Help me up. I about died. It was a wrap.
All right, so yesterday, we was talking about Quincy Jones and how he has 22 girlfriends, right?
Right.
Well, yo, at his old age, my man has hot tea to pour. As the interview goes, he was talking about a whole bunch of different celebs that he had, you know, interactions with. He even had the opportunity to meet the Pope. So when he first met Pope John Paul, he complimented his shoes. He says he had on some burgundy wingtips, man, with thin tan R&B socks, man. We had to go and kiss his hand before we left. And when I kissed his hand, I looked down and saw those shoes, and it just fell out of my mouth. I said, oh, my man's got some pimp shoes on.
Yeah.
I actually heard him. I'm sure he blessed him. That's why he lived so long.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of icons, he talked about, like, Michael Jackson and Prince, how they used to have Static back in the days. So he went on to talk about how Michael Jackson had a tape of Prince, like, doing just an okay performance. And Prince told Michael that he'd kill him if he showed the footage to anybody. So
really?
Prince is chilling outside the limousine, and he saw Michael, LaToya, and Catherine, and he was going to try to run him over in his limousine. But he didn't.
Really? Oh, wow.
And he also dissed Bubbles. Who got beef with Bubbles?
What?
Bubbles don't bother anybody.
Yeah, Quincy Jones said that Bubbles is a pain in the ass because he bit his daughter, Rashida Jones.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bubbles was jealous. Monkeys get jealous.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they get jealous. They'll bite your ass in a minute.
You been around a monkey before?
I have been around a monkey.
Who had a monkey?
When we were in Punta Cana and went on that dune buggy excursion, I was on the beach and they put some monkey on my shoulder.
Oh, right.
And he did not want to get off me. And I'm like, yo, get this monkey off me. And he just kept clinging on to me. And I was like, get this And it was a gimmick because the man that was with him, he was trained. He'll get him off you if you give him a tip.
Oh, that's a dope shake down.
Hell yeah.
Dope shake
down. Honey, I gave them my money, my credit cards, my ID, my passport.
That man got Gucci shoes.
What?
Get that monkey off of me.
Everything, honey.
Well, while Quincy spills the tea, why don't you sip on yours in your new Dish Nation mug? Just go to dishnation.com/dishgear. And while you're at it, why not pick up yourself a t-shirt, a hat, and a hoodie to match. Morgan Freeman is good at everything except rapping.
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you more after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome.
Yeah, it seems night, Calvin Harris grew out his beard to get a Grammy.
Mm.
Yes, honey. Now, he tweeted, quote, y'all, last year I grew a big old beard in order to be taken seriously by the Grammys as a producer. It worked to an extent. My Producer of the Year nomination came through, and I was happy the beard was performing as well as I had hoped.
All right, now.
I'm glad that worked out for him.
But apparently, y'all, things didn't go accordingly to plan. Now, Calvin added, quote, but unfortunately, this weekend, I learned that even a new beard has its limitations. On Sunday, I lost out to the incredible Greg Kurstin. A big old beard can only take you so far. An important lesson learned that I'm happy to pass forward to all of you good people.
Oh, why, thank you, Calvin.
But, you know, when you say beard, because beard means something different to me.
No, he means actual facial hair. He's not talking about a female to cover up the fact that maybe he's in the Met. That's not what
right. Right. That's a beard you're not.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm thinking that the two of y'all have beards, and then we got one that does not. And I think I do take you guys more serious than Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? I would like to see you with a beard. It would probably be so cute. A
right,
little beard,
Gary?
With a little goatee. You used to have one back in the day.
No, hun, I never wore no beard.
Well, you don't need a beard when you have a double chin like that, so that replaces a beard. So if you don't have a beard, how about beard meat?
But the beard would hide the double chin.
Moving on. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, speaking of Gary's beard meat, apparently Morgan Freeman talks too slow to be a good rapper.
I find it hard to believe. It seems like he'd be able to enunciate better than most rappers.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he's slow. Hello there today.
Well, with Super Bowl right around the corner, a lot of the Super Bowl ads are being released. And this year, Morgan Freeman makes his rapping debut in a Mountain Dew Ice commercial.
Quiet! Hush your mouth. Tell y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now.
That was cute, though.
Morgan is lip-syncing in the commercial, which he called a very interesting experience. He says, I never tried rapping before. It didn't come naturally at all. Talking that fast and trying to be clear is difficult for someone like me who is used to talking slow.
So why didn't they call us, Brett?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian with good conversation, plenty big faces. It's a must, I stay luxurious. Jewelry cut, precision like I bust, been winning since. Funkified blew up, it's evident. I can't be touched, people say I'm too much. I trust it's true, why lie? See for yourself when I slide through. Drive by, your chick say, don't look, you do. Shine so bright and the whip do too.
Word up!
Hey!
Yeah. And if he,
yes.
If he looked off, it wasn't him. It's your TV.
Yeah. All right, after the break, someone took the term emotional support animal a little too far. All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, one woman took emotional support animal to a whole new level.
How's she managed to do that?
Well, on United Airlines, they recently denied a woman who brought her peacock to the airport, claiming...
Her what?
Her peacock.
Her peacock?
She brought her peacock to the airport, claiming that she bought an extra ticket to seat her emotional support bird on the flight.
Not kidding, this woman is wrangling her peacock into the airport. Right now, wrangling a peacock in the airport.
I would not be able to sit next to that bird on a
Nobody.
Plane. That bird should not be. No, because
well,
birds
she
are
said
unpredictable.
She put him a seat, though.
I don't give a damn. No.
I would have been like, y'all know this is the president of NBC. This is the original peacock.
Yeah,
that's the one I ever see a peacock sitting on a plane and those barking little dogs.
Yeah.
I love dogs, but they bark during the flights and they wake you up. That peacock's not going to do anything.
I'll take that peacock over an infant.
Yeah.
I'll take that peacock over a big-ass dog.
Right.
One time I was sitting down, I had fell asleep on the plane, and I woke up and it was this big ass, like, dog nose that was peeking between the seats.
Right.
I thought I was going to pee on myself. I woke up like, like, I was so scared.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.